having a conversation with a man who talked about a woman who had like a 90-day rule, and she had verbalized it. Big mistake.
Big mistake.
I hate that.
That is a mistake. Because if I'm a man, I know you're going to fuck me after 90 days. So what's the point?
No. You're missing the point. If you're thinking something, you have this rule in your head, but you're not communicating to me we're going on dates, you are lying to me.
Imagine being a dude going through a whole 90-day process just to hit, and you don't want nothing more to do with her. Bedroom fun not that serious, man. It really isn't. You putting that much effort and dedication for 3 months just to hit, just for a 5-minute quick thrill? Come on, man. Put that effort and energy into curing cancer or something. Anything. Work on your jump shot. Anything other than that. It's just not worth it. And the first thing I would ask is this 90-day rule something you've had your whole life or since you've been active in that way? Or is this something new you trying out? Because if it's something new you trying out, nah, I'm cool. You ain't about to play me when you gave it up to other dudes the first day, first week. Nah. Here's the thing, though. If I'm into a woman, I'm feeling her, I'm not really pressed to hit the skins. I'm getting to know you. I mean, it really isn't no rush because I'm not pressed. And women can tell that you're not pressed, and that make you even more attractive. Look, it happened when it happened. I ain't tripping. I've even heard of stories where guys buy engagement rings just to hit and then get ghost. I've heard of guys going through fake wedding ceremonies just to hit, where the paperwork don't get sent in, but he just wanted to hit. Crazy stuff. I mean, I know guys really love bedroom fun, but it can never be that deep for me. Let me know if it's that deep for you in the comment section.
The whole point, though, that's the point of the rule, is so he keeps doing what you want him to do so you can understand if he's worth, and you should realize that within 90 days.
Well, when I learn her plan, she's getting packed up.
Women's discernment on who's a decent human being and a decent guy is terrible. Like I said, that's why the father used to pick the mate for the daughter, because women are terrible at picking men, and they got to come up with all these rules and try to read all these philosophy books just to figure out if he's a decent human being. It's not that hard. The fact that you're going after the top 10% is the problem, or you're going after the 6'3" guys or the guys that all the other women want. That's really the problem. You know who the decent guys are. They in your friend zone. And with the decent guy, you don't got to come up with all these rules and shit. If a dude want to hit it and quit it, that's what he going to do. So it don't matter what rule you come up with, what you say, you know, what plan you you carry out. It is what it is.
I'm Nathan.
Nathan, it's nice to meet you.
And you?
What do you do?
I work in IT.
IT? That's a good job.
How about you?
I do OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah. Have I met an OnlyFans girl before?
I don't know what OnlyFans is, so...
Oh, basically, like, you take explicit photos of yourself.
Okay.
And then people will pay a certain amount every month to see them.
Right.
So I know a lot of people in society that would say, he's a loser and she's a hot chick, so socially, she's going to be higher on the ladder. And he's a nerdy, socially awkward guy, so he's going to be lower on the social status. That's why I don't care about social status. In my opinion, this man has more value than this woman. I'm sure this guy's intelligent. He probably has a good heart. I would rank this guy high. And based on how I think, she's OF trash, so I would rank her near the bottom of the barrel. A lot of people would say, oh man, she's out of his league. No, I don't believe in that. He out of her league, because he's a decent human being and she not.
Like a dirty Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, that people pay for.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, what's your favourite sex position, like?
Recovery.
I don't know what that one is.
Well, has, like, someone ever, like, nearly died or something near you? Because then...
Thankfully not, no.
Recovery position.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So,
What's your favourite sex position?
I don't really have one.
Because he probably never has had those type of activities before. But hey, all he needs is $50 to $100. I'm sure he can get her to do some strange things with him.
I bet. I need more practice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So can I?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay. As I'm sure you noticed, she was completely disgusted and she really had a hard time getting through it. And he was really awkward too, but look, women are just rude. They're rude people. I mean, she didn't have to laugh in the man's face. I mean, you signed up to be on the show. Just another testament to her scumbaggery. Just another testament to what type of person she is. No shocker.